while the marriage failed. From the beginning, it was the money, how we would not or could not make it. It was never avarice. I resent the implication. It was how much like starlings children are, with those same raggedy screechings, and us such languid nest makers. Him with his camera pointed up, and me in the chair with a plath in my lap. From the beginning, it was our innocence. It was our impertinence. It was a bent outhouse in the dead, double-dead clot of twisted winter. It was him with the black cloth over his shoulders and that huge camera for a face, and my face also like an infant's in the photos he made. It was stupidity, and I don't mind saying it, for we were farcical. We were illogical. We were like a circle spinning in just that hollow. We were the fragrance of the idea, of the meaning, of not. We didn't want destruction. We were totally against that, so we made it our philosophy. We sought a garden of black-eyed Susans because all we wanted was to frolic, because like everyone else, we just wanted to be happy. But we were too wet. We were like fog. We were an orchard of water in a cabin, stoop work gone amok. We'd sit on the porch and look for some fields to farm, but we were too fertile and didn't have hoes. We were minus a measuring cup and missing an umbrella when you two boys got here, and that was it. We were history. There were maybe 3 candies in our pockets, but we weren't blank. We were stuffed from loving you. We'd stare at your craving Minnie Mouse mid-shriek and go, "Oh my God, how entirely exquisite. Oh my God, what have we done?"